Welcome again. You're back. This time it is Tommy's Holiday Camp with Arnolda, your host, from 7 to 9. And yes, Nancy Jo, have you changed your name for this show, or are you still sitting in as Nancy Jo?
NJ.
NJ, okay. So for this show, it's Arnolda and NJ hanging in there. We'll be having some live music coming up the stairs hopefully soon. And we'll have some fun. So meanwhile, we're understandably waiting for Gabby Lala. She's meant to call in and have a quick chat with us on the phone like she did last week.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, and so we've got to get some good answers from her. And let's see, we've got, the name of the station is Cows Radio, 107.3 FM. And our phone number in the studio is area code 707-874-1073. We come to you from absolutely incredibly gorgeous and beautiful downtown Occidental. So, hey, come on visit. We love people visiting here. We get lots of bikers, bicyclists coming in every weekend. Thousands of bikers. They want to be Lance Armstrong.
They come up the stairs?
They sometimes do their time, their hill trials up the stairs, round the studio and back down. It gets a bit... But you have to move Bessie and Bossy over to the corner when they come by. Yeah, they hate it. Yeah. Especially when the chains come off, you know. So anyway, we are having fun, and I thought we'd play a little bit of Gabby Lala before her entree. And let's, as it's Christmas time, we'll play Elf.
Stuffing stockings, I can't relax. Well, who's that knocking? If I only had a broom to fly on, if I only knew a magic spell. But I have to face the facts, get to stuffing stockings, I can't relax. Now who's that knocking? It's true, I ain't a leprechaun, a pixie, or a gnome. Come closer, we are not alone. I may be small, but I'm fully grown. If I only had a broom to fly on, if I only knew a magic spell. But I have to face the facts, get to stuffing stockings, I can't relax. Now who's that knocking? If I only had a broom to ride on, if I only knew a magic spell. But I have to face the facts, get to stuffing stockings, I can't relax. Now who's that knocking? There are only three things that an elf can do. The very first thing is making shoes. Late at night while the cobbler is sleeping, elves like me come a-creeping. If I only had a broom to fly on, if I only knew a magic spell. But I have to face the facts, get to stuffing stockings, I can't relax. Now who's that knocking?
Get
do work, got to stuff them stockings. I can't relax. Now who's that knocking?
That was Gabby Lala and Elf, which seems very appropriate for Christmas. All those lovely little elves up in Santa Land, and they're making all sorts of wonderful toys for the good girls and boys. Have you been nice this year, Nancy Jo, NJ?
There's not much reason to be nice.
Oh, dear.
Nice girls finish last. You know
no, I was nice on August 13th.
August, which year?
This year. No, I got my one day in. It was very boring, I'll tell you.
Case in point. Case in point.
And that's going to last you the whole... You think that's going to last like the whole year?
Till next August 13th. It's a 13. It's a bad luck day anyway. You better stay at home.
Okay. So the bar's pretty low then, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Well, most of the bars are around here lately. You know?
Exactly.
But anyway...
Well, I hope everyone's enjoying their pre-Christmas... Christmas warm up this last week before the big one comes on in.
We mean the weather?
Yeah, the weather.
Well, can you believe that? I mean, it was supposed to be a big storm this week. Now, yeah. Okay. Now, oh no, it's going to be next week. You know.
Yeah, you can't trust anybody, whether it's the government on Iraq and Afghanistan or the weather. I mean, that is terrible.
Yeah, I just heard something about, you know, you've been following the drone situation in Pakistan and all that. Well, you know, I've been reading in the New Yorker how they can hover over for hours and pick up all info. They could figure out who's there by sucking up the info, I don't know how, and putting it through the computer, and then they figure everything out. But somebody told me today they found out that the Taliban now has a way to... You probably know more
they're
about
hacking.
This than me.
They're hacking.
Can hack into it. And I'm thinking, they could send false information in. Instead of there being a terrorist there, it could be like 10 kids. And give them that information, boom. I mean...
Yeah. Well, what we're getting from our own people is all fake anyway, so what does it matter? Yeah.
It's all fantasy. It's a video game now. That's where we're going.
That's exactly. Why they call it counterintelligence.
Hi. And we've got some live music coming, getting set up in the studio. And Tui is here. He has mounted the stairs. Welcome. And we are in the studio of Cows Radio with NJ for the 7 to 9 show. And Roberto.
And what's your name? The boy. Oh, the boy's not here. No, we don't have to put him
young
on.
Young man.
He can't be heard. I mean, he's here, but he told me that he's just his son. You know,
okay.
Oh, is that all? You know,
by the skin of his teeth.
His son. I mean, okay. Yeah. Hey, on radio, we're all invisible. You don't have to worry about that.
That's right. It's okay. You know, it takes a while. Admit it, we were pretty nervous when we got behind the radio, down the mic.
Tell me about the time, my second show, I sat at home praying the phone would ring and tell me the transmitter's down, please. I don't want to go in. No, really. This is real.
You're wishing for a bolt of lightning.
Yeah, something. Destroy the station. I don't care. Let me out of here.
That's funny. But, anyway, we have had a call from Gabby Lala, and she will be calling in about 8 o'clock. So so please hang in there, and she will be calling in. It sounded like a better line quality this week. It was a bit scratchy. I think she was in a car on the way to a gig, I think so, but she sounded a bit better.
You talked to her before?
Yeah, last week she called. She had a gig in Sebastopol at the Oddfellas Hall, quite appropriately.
So she's a regular, like the mechanic and the gardener and the bee guy and Gabby Lala.
I hope so. I just consider the most creative person I've seen in many years. Mm-hmm. You know, just really, talented.
Okay. Can't wait.
So,
and I think I won a CD on Nancy Joe's show. Was that her that CD I won?
I think that was the that was the Mad Maggies, the accordion band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with Maggie Martin.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, gave away some on the morning show when I was subbing with you that time. Yeah. With Nancy.
But now I can't enter any contest for 30 days.
No, you're
what's today's date? I have to remember that.
He wins a lot. Robert wins a lot of contests. You know.
Well, he's a smart guy.
Yeah. Well, but I'm not calling in for the coffee.
Okay.
You're not in it for the coffee.
No.
Well, that is good. You can give us a call and join in. And the merriment and fun. Sahar is in the studio and Tui. So, hey, Sahar.
Hey. Hello.
Yeah.
Huzzah. Hello, community.
Right. I think he's ready to go.
Tui's come in, so he's got a great hat on. I think that will resonate your singing very well with your hat, I think.
That's Tui. A Dr. Zhivago hat.
But why did he bring all these sheep?
Through with Bessie and Bossy.
Okay.
As you can see, this is going to be very silly tonight, thank goodness.
Really?
Oh.
He said, you got my
that
goat
was sheer,
now.
Sheer awful. Yeah.
All right. I wish I could think of one.
I know.
I'll think of it later.
Well, you listen to cows. That's right. Good enough. 107.3. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they just realized that they're going to be on the radio, I think. Now they're leaving.
Oh, no. Stage fright.
Yeah. The farm animals are happy tonight.
You know, stage fright is very common. Even Barbara Streisand, I heard, is terrified after all these years every time she has to go up on stage. So it makes me feel a little better when I get nervous when I hear about things like that.
Well, I suppose when you're getting like $5 million for each performance, I'd be nervous. You know, I better not flub this.
Yeah, you better do good. Yeah. I'll write you a check right now.
Promise one.
Well,
there's your agent, your son. You know, I mean, everyone took their cut. You know, yeah.
So we have three generations here, or
he's my mother.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
My sister.
Okay. Oh, before I get in any more trouble, let's change the subject.
Yeah. So we were going to do a fun Christmas song that Nancy had handed over to me.
We hear you've maybe been denied this song.
I understand that some stations have not allowed it to be played.
And that makes us want to play it.
Being rebels that we are.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black.
her? Should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Elmo and
oh, is that the name of the reindeer?
The artists that were performing that song.
Do you think that's their real names? Nobody's named Elmo.
No, it just came out of the air, that song. Nobody actually wrote it or anything.
No, you couldn't write a song
like
that.
No one wants to take credit for it?
Yeah.
So I'll take credit because there's money, the royalties. Nobody else wants to.
And that song has been banned by how many radio stations?
Really? All across the country. It's disgusting.
Well, yeah. That only makes people want to listen to it. That's the best thing you could do to promote a record. Get it.
I know. Do some people think that they don't want, you know, they had a bad experience with their grandma and it just evokes the bad experience. So, right. So, you know.
The institution of grandmama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to respect that. But here we don't, I suppose. We don't care.
We don't have to respect anything. That's right. That should be our motto. K-O-W-S. We don't care.
It's a start. Yeah.
We'll work on it. What we do.
Anyway, we do have Sahar and Tui in the studio. And they are just warming up. I'm not sure. I imagine you. Do you warm up tablas?
Yes. What's the. Well, these are goatskins. And goatskins, like any. So they're cold. We've just been outside. And when they're cold, they need some warming up. And the warmer they are, the better they ring, the more they resonate. Just like our own skin. If you ever wonder about the skin on the drum and how to care for it and how it would perform or sound, imagine your own skin.
So what moisturizer do you use?
Aha. I use my hands because I have oily skin.
Oh, okay.
So if you have oily skin, you don't need to. But if you have dry skin, you do need to moisturize your drum. Okay. Yeah. Most people have dry skin. I find that out because I teach drums.
Oh, interesting.
Most people use moisturizer.
Oh, well. I love it.
Well, let's just, whilst you're warming up, let's just put on one of your tracks from your recent CD.
Thank you. Then
we'll let you guys get warmed up. And this is Invocation. And I think I've got the right track. And by Sahar.
Yeah.
welcome back after Invocation by Sahar. And welcome, Sahar and Tui.
Hi, nice to be here.
That was Tui, and this is Sahar.
Hello, all. Thank you so much for having us here.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I think we're going to have a delightful time here. We've got some very interesting and unusual instruments, apart from the usual guitar. Not the guitar is not good or anything. It's usual. You know, people play guitars.
This is a very unusual guitar.
But it is an unusual guitar. So, and
it's got strings on it and a hole
in it. Oh, I can never afford those, yeah.
And that guitar looks like it has been played. That has all kinds of markings all over it. You've had that for years, I imagine.
It's true. It's true.
And Sahar, we just played Sahar's CD, Invocation, and it was yourself, and who else was on it?
Wonderful local musicians. For years, I facilitated something called Sacred Movement and invited in local musicians to provide this wonderful environment for people to move, candlelit, bare feet, and there would be didgeridoo, guitar synthesizer. So the didgeridoo was often Andy Graham, dear friend of mine, hot percussionist. He calls himself the one-man primal band. He has a didgeridoo rack that holds three didgeridoos playing drum kit at the same time, so all four limbs are going while he's playing didge. You might like to have him on your show. Woo! So he opens that piece. Jeff Martin, who runs Studio E, he played bass on some hot licks. So if we get around to track two, the title track, he's got a ripping bass solo on that. He did the recording, the mixing on the CD. Mac Beal, there's a whole wide variety of great folks. He plays guitar synthesizer. So on that, I'm singing a little bit, playing the slit drum, the tablas. It's been so long, I think that's all I'm playing
okay.
on that track.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Very nice sound. And Tui.
So Sahar and I live about a block away from each other, but had never met. Sebastopol's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And so I got a call from him a few months ago about putting together some kind of solstice celebration in Sebastopol. And we started kicking around some ideas. And I've been leading the Dances of Universal Peace in Sebastopol for about 20 years. And Sahar's been playing percussion and many other things for many years. And we're going to try to do something together on the night of the 20th, this coming Sunday night, which will be at 7 o'clock at the Youth Annex.
In Sebastopol.
In Sebastopol. And part of what we're going to be doing will be Dances of Universal Peace, and maybe we'll sing some of those melodies here tonight, as well as some poetry and some chanting. Guided meditations.
We're going till midnight, right?
I don't think so.
Till 9. We should do. Yeah, but,
chanting.
And also, are you going to, I think, also some tunes and songs from the different celebrations and festivals that are occurring at this time of the year?
This particular holiday is going to be called, this event is going to be called the Seasons of Light. It turns out that most indigenous peoples, everybody watched the sky every night. There wasn't television. They didn't have iPods.
Don't say
unbelievable.
That.
And they watched the sky. And when people started noticing the sun disappearing, people got worried about it and anxious. And then, glory be, when the sun started coming
back.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
people had celebrations. Yeah. So many different traditions have holidays around this year, around this time of year. In India, they have a holiday called Diwali. In Islamic tradition, there's a holiday called Eid, which is the end of the Hajj. In Judaism, there's Hanukkah. In Christianity, of course, there's Christmas. There's Yule in the pagan traditions.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm missing three or four of them. Kwanzaa.
Oh, Kwanzaa, of course,
African American tradition.
We want to be PC and cover all the bases here.
Bodhi Day, which is in the Buddhist tradition. So we're going to try to do music and dance from each tradition and honor all these traditions. We say there's one light and many lamps. So we're going to try to illuminate as many lamps as we can.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing some chants from many different traditions, and some of the chants will be dancing chants, and they're all folks who join us invited to dance, and some of them we invite drummers to just get up and get down. So being a drummer and facilitating drum circles, I'm inviting lots of drummers. If you have a drum out there, if you have hands to clap, bring them, because we will at different points break into drum circles. But I just want to reflect on when Tui mentions about the light, because I've heard him share about how we go into darkness this time of year. And hearing him describe it, I put myself in the shoes of someone who doesn't just assume it's coming back. And it's getting colder. Mm. It's getting darker. How isolated and afraid to lose that very source of everything. And today we make the assumption. I make the assumption. Oh, yeah, I know. It's always come back. But in the day when we didn't know, how frightening. And how, oh, my goodness, to see that thing come back again. Yeah. How gratifying and how grateful to have it come back.
Yeah, when you look at it in that aspect, it is pretty earth-shaking, in fact.
Also, on a very practical level, when it was cold and dark for a long time, might as well have a party. Might as well celebrate. Whether you were involved in some tradition or not, there was this desire to have a time to celebrate and be with family and rejoice. And sometimes these are associated with traditions, and sometimes it's just connected with that being together and being happy.
Indeed. Mm. Well, thank you, so much for coming in, and we're looking forward to hear you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you ready? Would you like to?
This is one of the dances of universal peace that we'll be facilitating on that night. Sahara and I have worked together a little bit. We're just getting to know each other still. Musically and as Sebastopolians or Sebastopudlians. And this is a Tibetan melody. And all the dances that we do there are sung to. In other words, all the people who are going to be dancing also will be singing. Mm. So this is one of the dances we'll be singing. And the words are Om Mane Padme Hum, which means the jewel in the heart of the lotus.
Oh, Mane Padme Hum. 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 Padme Hum. Oh, Mane 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 Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Oh, Mane 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 Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Oh, my.
That was lovely. The effect. Tell people the your special tube to make that wonderful eerie effect.
I don't know how it comes across through radio land. This is an amazing toy. All it is a cardboard tube about 3 inches in diameter, 3 feet long. And either end is a plastic cup. It's a Solo cup. You know, Dixie and Solo. This is Solo.
Yep.
The secret component. But now I reveal to you folks out there, just us. It's a spring. And it's a very tight wind spring. It's about, a half inch in diameter at most. And you know, if you know about frequency waves, you know that the very tight waves carry the high pitches. Mm. So this tight wind or tightly wound spring carries the high pitch beautifully. So it produces a very haunting sound when sung into. I really don't know how it carries out through the radio, though. Beautiful instrument called a Zoob Tube. Many years ago, I was walking into a toy store, and I had the intuition. There's something in here for me. And I'm walking down an aisle, and you might have heard that. Just bang on the floor, this thing fell, and I knew it was love at first sound. Love at first sound. It's been fun ever since.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's it. You've always got to be ready in any place. You never know what's going to, fall down or jump up.
Yeah, wonderful instrument. And I play this with kids at schools now. They're making them because the materials are only about a dollar when you consider a cardboard tube spring and two plastic cups. But all kinds of sounds are produced. Whale sounds, cosmic sounds, singing. Lots of stuff.
Wow. I love it. Well, we want to hear more. We're eager for more.
Okay. One of the dances we're going to be doing is a greeting dance. So we'll be having partners in a circle, and we'll be changing partners after each repetition. And people will be holding hands and looking each other in the eyes and seeing that place where we're all one.
Mm.
And this is a dance. One of the dances we'll be doing. This comes from Hawaii. It's called From This Circle of Love. 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 I send you peace. From this circle of love. From this circle of love. From this circle of love. I send you peace. From this circle of love. From this circle of love. From this circle of love, I send you peace. From this circle of love. From this circle of love. From this circle of love, I send you peace. Circle of love. From this circle of love. From this circle of love. Oh, I send you peace. From this circle of love. From this circle of love. From this circle of love, I send you peace.
Once more.
From this circle of love.
From this circle of love, from this circle of love, I send you peace.
Aloha. So these dances are called the Dances of Universal Peace, and they came through a being named Murshid Sam Lewis, also called Sufi Sam. He was a wonderful being who lived in the 60s and traveled around the world, and everywhere he went, he was recognized as a great being. Mm. If he went to a monastery, he was called the abbot.
Mm.
If he went to a zendo, he was the roshi.
A universal
yes, that's the kind of guy he was. And
figure.
And at some point he got the message to be the spiritual leader of the hippies, which meant people who were seeking for different ways, that they had been involved with traditions that weren't satisfying their needs. So they sought for other ways to make contact with the spirit. And one of the ways that Murshid Sam presented was these Dances of Universal Peace, which are now pretty much everywhere around the world.
Hmm.
They're being done in almost every country around the world. And it's a way of coming together and honoring the one through dancing and singing.
Right. Again, a very non-denominational way, though. A very, universal.
Multi-denominational.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We say all those ways known and unknown.
Incredible. And now, again, okay, come on, Sahar, you have to say something.
Earlier, too, I was mentioning how, you know, we've lived in Sebastopol forever and just recently really meeting up. And for me, this event was inspired about a year ago. I was one of the producers of a benefit for a dear man who eventually passed, but very loved in the community, David Engel, chiropractor, Sufi, beautiful man. And we produced this event that was a first for us. And it was at Oddfellows Hall, 30 massage tables, 30 body workers, all in this one room for many hours. I think it was 6 hours. So there were more than 30. And live music in the room at the same time, accompanying this most intimate of acts, body work. And I was one of the musicians. I felt so honored to play in this environment that's usually just the two, the body worker and the person receiving. And afterwards, we're sharing body workers with musicians just how profoundly moved we were to be in that environment, how honored I was, and how supported they felt to be in an environment of that nature. And it was such an obvious thing to have live music with body work.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
But of course, it's...
Sign me up.
It's a no-brainer, and yet it's like it's a cosmic combination like peanut butter and jelly. You know, when they finally come together, it's obvious, it's duh. And it was exquisite. And so from that, recognizing that I have existed in kind of disparate communities. One is I lead drum circles. I teach drumming. Another is kirtans. I've been playing kirtans, leading them for about 35 years. But the two worlds, the drum circle world and kirtans, have been these very different worlds. And my fantasy is coming to bear. It's birthing as we speak, and it's birthed a little bit, but Sunday is one real birthing. And I don't know if I quite shared it with Tui in this fashion, that it's to bring all those folks who are in both communities to support each other in our opening to the divine, to love, to community. So at times in the middle of a chant and the dancing and the song will just break into drumming, and the odd number of drummers, and I think there'll be quite a few folks there drumming, will just drum and drum, and the dance can continue, and then we may stop again and go into the chant or bring it all together. And so I'm thrilled to finally bring these two again, disparate worlds together in support of one another.
And now those two worlds combining with the world of the Dances of Universal Peace. So it should be a very interesting time.
Yeah. And guided meditation. A couple times through the evening, I'll be leading guided meditations to support people in relaxing, opening to each other, welcoming in life and each other.
Sounds a wonderful event. Tell us when it is again and where.
It's going to be at the Sebastopol Community Center's Youth Annex, which is 425 Morris Street. It'll be at 7, beginning at 7 p.m. on this coming Sunday evening, the 20th of December.
Excellent. Lots of good things are happening in this area.
Mm-hmm.
The Youth Annex, now, if no one's ever been there before, it's kind of tucked behind Annalee, or not Annalee, what am I saying?
The community center.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sweet, sweet space. It's got bamboo floors. It's during the day, there's so many windows, the illumination is just gorgeous. And at nighttime, it's such a sweet space. It's not huge, it's not tiny. And there's a feeling of intimacy that they've created with how they've designed it that just really lends itself to what we're doing.
It's pretty easy to find. If you head north on Morris Street off of Highway 12, there's a bunch of palm trees there. You pretty much can't miss Morris Street. And just as the road curves to the left, there's this building that's up on stilts, has a green roof with solar panels on it. That's the Youth Annex. It's just past the community center as you go down that block.
And plenty of parking.
Yep.
And plenty of parking,
easy.
Yeah. Admission is $15, and everyone's welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Don't make that a reason not to come, please. All folks, welcome.
Yeah.
Good. One of the aspects of the evening is going to be the recitation of some poetry, and I want to read a poem now. This is from Hafiz. Hafiz wrote about 600 years ago, and Rumi right now is the best-selling author on the planet. He lived 700 years ago, and Hafiz is pretty much coming right along there. This one's called Throw Me on a Scale. Today, love has completely gutted me. I'm lying in the market like a filleted grouper, speechless, every desire and sinew absolutely silent. But I'm still so fresh. Everything is now the same to me. Just listen. The touch of a beautiful woman as she lifts me near, drawing my scent into her body. She thinks about taking me home. The touch of a wondrous fly drinking my vital fluids through a strange-shaped flute. The sun laying its radiant gaze against my cheek. Human voices and the breeze from a passing horse's tail. All these send miraculous currents into my world. God's beauty has split me wide open. So throw Hafiz on a scale. Wrap me in a cloth and bring me home. Lift a piece of my knowledge to your lips so I can melt inside of you and sing.
Uh-oh.
I give thanks to Hafiz.
That's amazing.
Ooh, what sophistication.
Beautiful.
Hafiz was worked in a bakery and went to school at night. His father was a coal miner. Seems kind of contemporary.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
How much has changed?
I guess. People are still mining coal in many places in the world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And when did he live again?
About 600 years ago.
Huh.
Wow, it could have been written, you know, yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, the fish is still fresh.
Beautiful.
And beautiful women are still beautiful.
This is true.
Oh, thank goodness.
If that changes, okay, that's it.
So one of the things that Murshid Sam said was that the spiritual experience is not in premises, it's in experience. So we try to create, we'll be trying to create experiences, facilitate experiences so people can have an experience. Mm. Mm. And there's no experience necessary to experience this experience.
And I've been to a few of Tui's facilitated dances of universal peace, and such a beautiful man. Tui's heart just shines so much. He's so inviting. And the few times that I've been to your dances of universal peace, the way you've been so inclusive and inviting to people and so joyous, it is like the fire being lit inside of so many people. And it's just so inspiring to watch that happen within moments, minutes. So thank you for being such a light.
Thank you.
Really,
I get very inspired just being there.
Like to play something else?
Mm-hmm. You want to do a chant?
Let everyone know who we are and things like that.
Well, you're visiting Tommy's holiday camp, and we've got Sahar and Tui here, and we're now. What's you guys don't have a band?
you're looking at it. We've played with many, many different kinds of people over the years, and now we're getting to know each other, and we're playing together.
And you are the infinite ones?
I guess we all are the infinite ones, yes. That CD was created back in a different incarnation when I was with a band called, we called ourselves the Vibe Tribe. And now we are just Tui and Sahar.
Two guys with a big guitar and a, what do you call
and
this?
Drums. And well, drums. These are tablas, and these are the most, if I can be so bold, the most fascinating and versatile drums on the planet. They come from an ancient tradition of music making, and the story behind these drums, as with sarod and sitar and some of the Indian instruments we're familiar with, is that thousands of years ago, seers deep in meditation heard celestial music. This celestial music, and they wanted to bring it to us folk, us lay folk who just don't get to hear that stuff. And so instruments were created out of that inspiration that replicated that celestial music. And tablas are considered one of these instruments. And I find that as a player, as well as with people who listen to them played, there is an inspiration with them. There's something that's very evocative about these drums. And as you notice, one is very high-pitched, very much like a bell, whereas the other is very deep. And not only is it deep and bassy, but it also can be played melodically, like a bass, like a stand-up bass. And so I often will, unless there is a stand-up bass or electric bass, I will play a bass line on that drum.
I like that sound. It sounds like water to me. That one that you did. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I could listen to that a long time.
I'll just play back here while you folks are talking.
It's good for the spine, I think.
That kundalini energy, it must be going up and down your spine. That old black magic. Is that what it is?
Well, we'll just have to keep playing then.
I think so. Don't stop now.
So for maybe just a minute, since I'm talking about the tablas, I will just, if I may, I'll just play them for just half a minute or so to give people a sense of how they can sound.
Great. So
I start with an ancient Chinese piece called tuning. And since you can't see what I'm doing, I'm actually tuning the drums. This high-pitched drum is like a bell. And you need to have the pitch on each side, each part of the rim, be the same
the more it is, the more it resonates with greater volume and more like a bell. Wherever you play a bell, it's all the same pitch. That's how it rings so clearly. So those are tablas. And sometimes if you don't see them played, you might think there's a couple of drummers. Mm-hmm. But they're actually one drummer playing two small drums. And one thing that's fascinating about the tablas is that they are more akin to piano in their technical play than they are, say, congas or djembe, some of the open-hand drums. The technique is, I studied piano as a kid, and it's phenomenal. It's remarkable how about the technique on the right-hand drum is so familiar, so similar to the treble clef on the piano. And the technique on the buy-in, the lower drum, the left-hand drum, is so similar to the bass clef. It's remarkable, and yet they're completely different instruments. So I've always been curious as to the roots of these two, again, seemingly disparate worlds.
Right. What inspiration from where came, yeah, exactly. Well, do you want to play something? I do have a music. Now, Gabby Lala may be calling in, so let me just check, just in case, and save you starting 1 second. Hello? Okay, let me get you right on, Gabby. Hold on a second. Hello, Gabby.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Can you hear us?
I can just barely hear you.
Oh, okay. I've got everything wound up here. We can hear you pretty good.
Oh, good.
But, well, thank you very much for calling in for this week. It's a delight hearing you.
Yes, it's so great. I feel like I have a weekly date with you.
Exactly.
On your date.
Hey, you know, why not? It could get racy. Who knows? You know. But how did your gig go last week at the Odd Fellas Hall?
Oh, the Odd Fellas was such a proper performance. Very unexpected. And I walked in after having a nice conversation with you, and it was beautifully lit with a lovely sound system, and we did some great improvised music last week. So,
oh, that's right. You said you weren't going to do any singing, just playing instruments.
Yeah. Oh, and the crazy thing is, I ended up chipping my tooth last week at the show.
Oh, no. How did you do that?
Well, I wear this crazy pick on my finger for playing the sitar, and sometimes when I travel now, I hide it because the airport security people, they mess around with the sitar when they're checking for, you know, weapons or whatever. And my pick has gone missing sometimes, so I hide it. And then I hadn't opened the sitar because I had just gotten in the day before. And when I got to the gig, I opened it up and I realized that I had hidden the Mizrab from myself, and I had to bend the bobby pin with my teeth into the proper shape, and I chipped my little bottom front tooth slightly.
Oh, as you were reforming the bobby pin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Luckily, not too much came off. There's not to begin with.
Oh no. Well, you do anything for your art. That's the thing.
Yes.
Any sacrifice.
It's true. Very true.
Well, that's great. Now, a lot of people have asked me, okay, how did you get the name Lala? I mean, Gabby, I presume Gabby, is it Gabrielle or something like that? Or
well, everyone's always called me Gabby since I was little, but my full name is Gabrielle.
Okay.
And the Lala part actually started with my sister. She's Mimi Lala. And she used to babysit our neighbor, Ellie, when she was little. She's 8 or 9 now. And, well, Ellie used to call her grandma Mimi. So they called Mimi, my sister Mimi, called her Mimi Lala. And when I started hanging out and filling in to babysit once in a while, she just assumed, since Mimi Lala and I'm her sister, I must be Gabby Lala. And when it came time for me to commit to a name for my CD, it just came to us. We're like, hello. They call you Gabby Lala anyways. It's pretty cute.
Inspired, I would say.
Yeah. It sounds exotic.
Yeah. This is I'm being co-hosted by my celebrity co-host, Nancy Jo, from KGGV in Guerneville.
Hi, Gabby.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm very well.
Great to hear your voice.
Yeah. It's good to hear yours. I heard so much about you.
And I've played you on, I've brought you over to KGGV when I've done some subbing. So right. They know you in Guerneville.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Yeah, and we have Saha and Tui in the studio, and we're playing, and they're playing some live music. From all different sacred songs from all the different festivals that things that are happening.
They've got us all mellowed out.
Exactly.
Very nice.
So, okay, I was going to do something silly here and do some like, what is your favorite? Oh, excuse me, Saha wanted to say something to you.
You play sitar.
Sorry?
You play sitar.
I do.
Well, I'm playing tablas, and there's another cosmic combination like peanut butter and jelly. Hello, and that you were playing in my hometown last night. Well, hello.
Hey.
Hi. Right there in Sebastopol. Well,
I was.
May our paths cross soon. I would love to play with you.
Definitely. I hope that will happen in the new year, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I would love that. Thank you.
Maybe it will happen on this radio station.
Well, we'd love you to come on in and we can do some jamming.
That would be great.
Okey-dokey.
Oh, fantastic. That would be really special. Really special.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good. So are we going to hear you tonight?
No, it's tomorrow you're playing, aren't you, Gabby?
Yes, tomorrow night I will be performing with my full band, which is, I have Josh Fossgreen on electric bass, I have Zachary Morris on drums, Paul Godwin on keyboards and melodica and glockenspiel. And I have the ukulele, of course, will be leading all the sing-alongs.
Oh, and, the ukulele, yeah.
Yes, my sister ukulele-ish. And our other band, Kitten Tenders, will start the set. There's so many great bands playing tomorrow at the Phoenix. It's like nonstop music from 8 p.m. on until they kick us off the stage. So I hope, and it's all ages. It's only $8.
Wow.
And what more can you ask for? You can go across the street to Volpe's and hang out at the speakeasy beforehand.
Oh, fabulous.
That's what we like to do.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. So anybody wants to check out and hang out there, go over there before the show?
Yeah. Meet me at the speakeasy, or I'll see you inside the Phoenix. The show starts at 8. I'll probably go on around 10:30. And we're going to play all these new songs, a couple old songs, and the Kitten Tenders set at the beginning of my set is what I'm really, really the most excited about. These great, just working with the ukulele has been an amazing experience, and we're like little chipmunks singing Christmas carols. Except we're not singing Christmas carols.
Well, I'm gonna try and have some fun. It's the season of it. I'm gonna ask you some quick questions. What is your favorite things? Okay, so what is your favorite color?
Pink and blue.
Okay, and what's your favorite philosopher?
Philosopher? Oh, I'd have to say the Wizard of Oz.
Ooh. I like that. And what's your favorite pagan holiday?
Pagan holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Valentine's Day isn't pagan, is it?
Well, I suppose it started from pagan, didn't it? Valentine's, do you know, Tui?
No? No idea.
Okay. We're going to go well, with that, though.
That's my favorite holiday because it's actually Kitten Tender's bandiversary.
Oh, okay.
It will be our first bandiversary this year. So
bandiversary, I like that.
Yeah.
And let's see, what's your favorite piece of clothing?
Favorite piece of clothing? I have so many favorite pieces right now. I just got this fleece jacket. It's like polar fleece, but it looks like you're wearing like it's made of leaves, and you're a little elf from the garden.
Oh, no. And let's see. What about your favorite hero?
Hero? Oh, right now I'm thinking Mighty Mouse.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good one. And flower. What's your favorite flower?
The peony is my favorite.
Ah.
Yeah. My mom has always gotten me peonies on my birthday. May 23rd is my birthday, and it's there's a small window for peonies.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was born, she had a bouquet of them sitting by the bed, and they kept telling her to visualize the peony opening. So she had me at home.
Oh, okay.
With midwives, so.
Oh, lovely.
I've got one for you.
Yeah?
What's your favorite board game?
Oh.
Board game? I like Yahtzee. I'm crazy for throwing the dice.
Risk taker, eh?
Yeah. But I don't like too many, rules, like, to keep track of this and that, like poker games or complex Monopoly strategies. I like to throw the dice and let, fate decide.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
That's great.
Now, I know you have a dog.
I do.
And what type of dog and what is its name?
Well, I have two dogs. They're both poodles.
Oh.
And my little baby is Bonbini, and he just turned two. And the other one is Crispin. He's 16.
Mm.
No, yeah. No Lala in the name?
Oh, Bonbini is officially Bonbini Lala.
I knew it.
On his birth certificate. Well, his adoption certificate. But a lot of people say that he looks like, my real son.
Oh.
But we have a lot in common.
Oh, no. Dare we ask what they are?
Well, right now our hair is the same color, and we both really love cheese. And what else? We love to just be curled up in bed on a nice pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I've got another one for you. What's your favorite beach?
My favorite beach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that beach called with the pebbles?
Pebble Beach?
Bean Hollow?
The one.
Have you heard of Bean Hollow?
Oh, Bean Hollow,
oh,
yes. Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great beach.
Cool.
Oh, excellent. I'm definitely going to try that.
They're familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone should go there. I don't think you're supposed to take rocks from there, but I put some in this little Altoids box in my car.
Yeah.
And everyone who comes and sits in the passenger seat thinks there's Altoids in there, and they grab the box, and then it's, like, full of rocks.
And then they break their tooth, and they match their tooth.
No, then they're just like me with a little chipped tooth.
All right. If you've got one, everyone's got to have one.
Yeah. It's really cool now. This is what all the cool kids are doing.
And your favorite pizza topping.
Pizza. I like pepperoni with pineapple.
Mmm, the Hawaiian style.
Yeah, but not with the ham. It has to be pepperoni.
Oh, pepperoni, yeah.
And the really juicy pineapple.
Okay. Roberto
your
has
favorite
a...
radio station.
K-O-W-S. I have to write a cow song. I can't believe I haven't yet.
That's right. I do have, Gabby's from Petaluma, by the way, everyone who doesn't know. Mm. And, one of her songs is called Butter and Eggs, which is about Petaluma. And obviously there's the eternal question, why did the chicken cross the road? And I imagine you've heard a lot of answers, but I know one answer.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, it's to see Gregory Peck.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Well, I keep getting new ones. What do you call a haunted chicken? A poultrygeist.
Oh. I've got one. What's the difference between kinky and obscene?
What?
Well, kinky is with the feather, and obscene is with the whole chicken.
You guys are full of them, huh? I guess it comes with the air, the territory, right?
I think so, yeah. Well, tell us once more, Gabby, about your gig tomorrow, and get everyone down there.
All right. Tomorrow night, that's Saturday, December 19th, Gabby Lala and band will be performing at the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma, California. And it's all ages. Anyone can come. And it's $8. So I hope that everyone will be there because we've been rehearsing all day today and it was so much fun and you're going to love it. So come out and bring your family and your friends and maybe a chicken wing or something.
Can I ask you another
fried
question?
Eggs.
This is Robin.
Fried eggs.
Oh, sorry to cut in. I'm just wondering, how often do you perform in Petaluma, and when's your next performance after this one? I have reasons for this.
Oh, you can't make it?
No, I can't make tomorrow night, but...
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I know.
I don't want to know why.
You have a website that says that gives all the shows you're doing.
Yes.
All my tour dates are available on my website, GabbyLala.com. And there are links there to Facebook and MySpace and my YouTube channel. So go on all those sites, become my friend, and I'm always available to chat.
Right.
You can, like, pop up on my screen, and if I'm there, I always chat.
Well, you do Twitter, don't you?
I guess I do, but I have it all linked together, so whenever I post on Facebook, I guess it automatically goes to Twitter.
I used to do a lot of Twittering when I was a kid. My mother said, stop that Twittering.
They didn't call it tweeting back then?
Oh, something like that. It started with a T. That's all I remember.
Worse to that effect, yeah. Well, wonderful, Gabby. I really appreciate you calling in and giving us, really having fun with you.
Thank you so much, Arnaldo. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And we'll have to... arrange for another radio date.
Yes, indeed.
Soon.
I hope, if you want to call in next week or the week after, just feel free. The phone lines are always open for you.
Thank you so much. I'll see you guys tomorrow night at the Phoenix.
Yes, indeed. May you rise again.
Thank you.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart.
All right. Oh, lovely. Gabby Lala, a true talented lady.
So did she give her real name?
Well, Gabrielle.
G- Gabrielle.
Yeah.
But not Lala.
No, that it was a childhood thing. A child gave her that name, dubbed her and her sister the Lala bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was interesting how her band, someone, she said, played the Glockenspiel.
Yes.
You don't hear that every day.
No, I was wondering about that.
It made me pull out my Jethro Tull CD.
Oh,
really?
Did he play that?
He's got a few songs that have the Glockenspiel.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
And,
you've got it right
Martin
at hand.
Martin Barr on the Glockenspiel.
Phew.
But there is a Christmas song, which
there
is
as well.
One of my favorite Ian Anderson songs.
Oh, really? A Christmas one. Okay, well, perfect. Let's, I think, with Sahar and Chewy, like to play something? Are we ready?
Okay.
So this is an African chant. It's a welcoming song. So if you're out there in listening land and you're not driving, I invite you for a moment to just close your eyes and imagine you're floating over to Africa and landing in a beautiful, primitive village where everyone comes out to greet you because they have a welcoming song, a song they sing to everybody who comes because everybody who comes is a honored guest. And it goes like this. Batsewana adidadi Batsewana adidadi Batsewana adidadi Batsewana adidadi Adidadi, 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 Batsewana. Adidadi, Batsewana, Adidadi, Batsewana, Adidadi, Batsewana, Adidadi, 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 Adidadi. Adidade, 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 Batsewana, adidade, Batsewana, adidade, Batsewana, adidade. Adidade, 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 one more, Batsewana, adidade. Adidade, Batsewana, Adidade, 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 Adidade. Thank you. You are all welcomed.
So how long have you been playing? And well, I know Tui has been playing many years.
I was born at a very young age.
And somewhere between then and now, I started singing and playing. And I assume that also is true of Sahar.
Yes, pretty much. I was also born at a very young age, but the rest of it's a very different story. No, it's pretty much the same. Let's see, started piano at 7, and in the patriarchal system got my fingers hit with the ruler back in the day. I didn't like that teacher. In fact, I didn't like piano for the very reason.
Really?
But then about 6 years later, I took it up again and fell madly in love with the instrument. Different teacher. Very maternal, very nurturing. And that was really my start of my love. And so much of it has to do with the teachers. Mm. I had wonderful, inspiring, encouraging teachers, music teachers, vocal, drum teachers. And then when I was 15, I met an East Indian meditation master. And in his ashram, Swami Muktananda, the music was this...